At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Nehemiah 1 through 6. Feel free to hit pause and read Nehemiah 1 through 6 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. In the first chapter of Nehemiah, we learn that Nehemiah's heart was broken when he heard that the walls around the city of Jerusalem were in disrepair. While Nehemiah was in a place of prestige and importance, he was willing to sacrifice that position, travel back to Jerusalem, and dedicate himself to rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. Nehemiah understood that without walls around the city, Jerusalem was in danger of being destroyed or ransacked again by other groups of people living around them. Once Nehemiah began the work of getting the people together to rebuild the walls, opposition quickly came in the form of a neighboring group of people. The opposition leaders decided that they need to stop the work by killing Nehemiah if necessary. When confronted with the opposition, Nehemiah refused to give up his place working on the wall. He said to his enemies, "I am doing a great work and cannot come down." Nehemiah 6 verse 3. The Bible tells us Nehemiah had to refuse their requests 5 times. Despite this opposition, and much more in the days ahead, God strengthened his people, and they completed the walls in only 52 days. Nehemiah reminds us of the importance of staying focused on the task to which God has called us. It is so easy to get distracted in the world in which we live, and yet God has called us to be focused on doing his will. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your good and perfect plans. Thank you for Jesus and for giving us everything we need to do the work you have called us to do. Help us honor and glorify you with our lives. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our 3 family discussion questions this week are: 1. God's people had enemies. Do Christians have enemies today? Who? 2. God's people work together to rebuild the wall. Do Christians need to work together? Why should they? 3. How did Nehemiah trust God when facing the enemies who tried to stop the rebuilding? Our key passage for this unit is John 20, verse 31. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. John 20, verse 31 says, "These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Ezra taught God's law in Ezra 7 through 10 and Nehemiah 8.